Hey there, humanoids. It's the Masked Man, David Shoemaker. It's a new era in professional wrestling, and that means a new era here at the Ringer Wrestling Show.
Kaz here. Every Monday and Thursday, hang out with me and my guy Shoes on the Masked Man Show.
And Ben Cruz here. Come kick it with me, Cal, and Brian on Tuesdays for Ringer Wrestling Worldwide, where we hit on the most interesting headlines and even react to some of Masked Man's and even your hottest takes.
Don't tap out. Tap in to the Ringer Wrestling Show feed now on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Worldwide.
It's the Ringer Gambling Show, presented by FanDuel. The road to the NBA Finals starts now, and FanDuel is the best place to get in on the action. Right now, you can check out the new and improved Quick Bets, which are back and better than ever for the NBA playoffs on FanDuel. Find what you're looking for faster and easier with more props right at your fingertips. You can check out live bets like three-minute markets and exclusive live bets like quarter player props, player assist combos, and more. So download the app today and bet with FanDuel, official partner of the NBA. The Ringer is committed to responsible gaming. Please visit rg-help.com to learn more about the resources and helplines available and listen to the end of the episode for additional details. Must be 21 plus, 18 plus, and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Visit rg-help.com.
Welcome back to the Rostradamus Show. It's yours truly, Raheem Palmer, a.k.a. the Rostradamus. We got a special guest in the building. We got my main man, John Jastrzemski from New York, New York. What's going on?
Dream, it's a pleasure to be with you. But if I had known that the Philadelphia 76ers were going to hit 10 zillion threes, I might have opted for this conversation to be on Sunday, Dream. Just saying, man. I wish we were chatting. You know what, though? Actually, let's be fair about this. You had to sit there and had to hear me pound my chest after the Knicks won that stunner on Monday. So it's only fair I return the favor. So I take everything I said back. How are you, dude? What's happening?
It's good. I mean, it wasn't just you. It was you and Big Waz. I had the whole New York committee stopping me out in real time just minutes after the game. But it was nice to get this one. I mean, you guys are still up 2-1. FanDuel has you guys minus 235 favorites to win this series. How do you feel about your New York Knicks going forward?
So I expected Philly to win this game tonight, Raheem. Full disclosure, I did not bet the Knicks. We talked about it on East Coast Bias. We all agreed that Philadelphia was the right side in this game. But I'm not going to lie to you. At the end of the first half, when the Knicks have a halftime lead, I'm starting to get greedy, Raheem. I know the Sixer bench is playing better. I know Embiid is doing his thing. But Maxey in the first half was quiet. It was a much-needed bounce-back game for Jalen Brunson, who had hands down, in my opinion, actually, it's not even opinion, it's fact, best game he's played in the three against Philly. But the whole feel and mood of this game changed in the third quarter. When Philly came out and hit, what, 9 or 10 threes? Boom, 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 boom. It kind of reminded me of what you saw from Miami last night, where it's just like, wow, it's not your night. Yep. That's kind of the feeling for me. It was not the Knicks' night. I'm not concerned that they lost this game, Raheem. What I am concerned about, and this is a big key to watch now over the next few days, the health and the status of Mitchell Robinson. Because he, hands down, has done the best job on Joel Embiid. He did not play in the second half. He's always injury prone. And he's a difference maker when he plays. So I'm uneasy now about what Mitch's status is going to be Sunday and what his status is going to be for the rest of the series. Because if he's not out there, there are more opportunities for Joel Embiid, despite everything that's going on, to go out and feast.
Yeah, and you know, the crazy thing is, you know, Woj just announced about 5-10 minutes ago that Joel Embiid actually came down with a case of Bell's palsy before the game.
That is it. I'm not a doctor. What is Bell's palsy? Somewhere in your eye, right?
Yeah, it's like when your face, like basically your face freezes up and your whole side of your face is just frozen. Like you can't, like you remember, did you watch wrestling back in the day?
Not really, a little bit, but who?
You know Jim Ross, the announcer.
Yeah, of course, yes.
He had Bell's palsy and it was just like he literally had to take days off. Like you get Bell's palsy, you're like, you don't want to do anything. So for him to go out there and drop 50, it's just like absolutely insane. And there's always like a new injury for Joel Embiid. So like I honestly thought somebody hacked Woj's account because that is a serious illness.
No doubt about it. And listen, we know Embiid's dealing with a whole lot of crap after what happened coming back from the injury. Now you throw in Bell's palsy. And let's be real on this, Raheem. Now, I want to make this clear because I just said it on television a few minutes ago. I'm glad he didn't get thrown out of the game.
Yeah.
Now, do I think that if it's a mid-tier type of player, that Robinson play, you might have been looking. To be honest, it could have been flagrants each way because I didn't understand how it wasn't a flagrant on Hartenstein. They just called it an offensive foul. Then they end up calling it a flagrant on Mitchell Robinson. But you know me, Raheem. I don't want to beat Philly and have that looming over. I'm already sick and tired of what I heard in game two. So listen, Embiid's maybe lucky he's Joel Embiid, the fact he was able to stay in that game, but he made the most of it. And listen, Philly outplayed the Knicks tonight. Embiid played great. Maxey in the second half was great. And I got to give you credit because you said on East Coast Bias the other day, Mr. Payne needs to get some burn. And I thought he gave Philly a big stretch of minutes in the second quarter that kind of gave them the offense they needed. Need somebody other than the big two to go and score for you. And that was a big boost getting that until Maxey got going in the third quarter.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, we know that the role players always play better at home, and they tried to insert Buddy Hield in the first quarter when Joel Embiid had that foul trouble, and he gave them nothing. So I'm glad they found something from campaign. Obviously, Paul Reed was, like, tremendous in that first half in the non-Embiid minutes. So I think, honestly, I'm going to be honest with you, I think this is going to be a long series. I think the Sixers are going to win game four, and the Knicks are probably going to win game five. So I don't see this being a short series by any means. I don't know if the Sixers are going to be able to win game six. Joel has his injury concerns. Obviously, you guys have your concerns with Mitchell Robinson. But I just think these are two equally matched teams. So it'll be interesting to see where things go from there. Are there any bets for this series that you want to play? Are you interested in game four? Are you interested in adding any more on the Knicks?
So I have the Knicks plus money. As soon as that series price came out and ended up flipping before we got to game one, I rode that. I had the Knicks in game one. I had a Knicks Nuggets money line parlay in game two. I was lucky on that one. I lost the spread, but I had the Knicks and the Nuggets in the most ridiculous money line parlay you're ever going to hit. I told you, I didn't play them tonight. I did not have a great feeling about the game. I'm with you, Raheem. I think it's going to be a lengthy series. I want to see what the Robinson injury is before I fire on game four. The one thing I would say, the Knicks are a very gritty, resilient group. And I kind of get the feeling we're going to have like a tight white knuckler type of game in game four. I just do. You want to tell me Philly wins it? I easily can see it. I'm not going to be surprised. I just have a feeling that we're going to have a close game. I do. I think the Knicks bench, I think some of the role players will be a little bit better in game four. As far as the rest of the series, here's the problem. It's tough for me now, after getting plus money with the Knicks, to look at the series price and say, I wanna hop in on 230. No. Not with the Philadelphia 76ers is 5.5-point favorites. But I'm with you. I think this is a 6 or a 7-game series. I said Knicks in 6 at the beginning, and I wasn't flipping off of that after game two. And I'm not going to flip off of that after game three. I'm going to stick with my guns on that one, Dream. Knicks in 6. I know your audience doesn't want to hear that, but that's okay.
Nah, it's all good because I actually took the Knicks to win the series at -110. And then yesterday before game three, I took the Sixers plus 2.5 games. So I'm kind of just hoping that the Sixers win game four and then the Knicks close this out.
Like, and you're in good shape. Listen, then you could double whammy it. And I think you will. I do. I think this is going to be a lengthy series because these are evenly matched teams. And Philly, you can make the argument at times, maybe for most of the series, they've had the two best players on the floor. Now, if Brunson's going to play like that, it's a different story and it's a different conversation. But if we're ranking players on stat lines and performances from what we've seen so far in this series, it's Embiid, Maxey, I would go Maxey, Embiid. Then you're probably looking at Josh Hart and Jalen Brunson. So, you know, that's where Philly has the advantage.
So let's get to some of these other series. Like, we got the Clippers and the Mavericks tomorrow, and the Mavericks have tied this series up. 1-1. How are you feeling about this series going forward?
You know, the Clippers are interesting to me because they were so good in game one. They have to get Kawhi Leonard back. Like, I understand playing him, but they did not look like they had the same cohesion and the same chemistry that they did in the first game of the series. Now, maybe that's what happens when you go and hit a bunch of outside shots, but I think it's beyond that, Raheem. Paul George didn't seem the same. James Harden didn't seem the same. It felt like everybody was kind of looking to go and defer to Kawhi Leonard. And I think that's problematic. So it's always that tricky, delicate balance of working a player back from injury and not trying to upset the apple cart too much. I picked Dallas to win this series at the outset. I will be honest with you, Raheem, with all the craziness going on between Knicks tonight and the draft tonight, and I'm even monitoring some baseball and hockey like a nut job. I haven't even looked at the lines yet for tomorrow. Here we go. Dallas is a 4.5-point favorite tomorrow. I think that's a pretty spot-on line. I don't have a great feel on the game. Just because maybe more time now for Kawhi. Kawhi comes back. The Clippers. That's a tough number. That's a stay away number for me immediately. I have no desire to play that game.
So, you know, one of the interesting things I think we're seeing is that a home court advantage it matters so much more in the postseason than it has in the playoffs. So if you look at, and I want to shout out my guy, Michael Fiddle, the books are pricing this home court advantage like very steeply. So the price from Cleveland to Orlando has been 6.5 points. The price from New York to Philly, 8 points. The price from Denver to LA, 7 points. Dallas to LAC, 5 points. So you just have so many of these series moving so much. And you saw it tonight. Orlando, they went from a team who they were scoring 90 points per 100 possessions.
They were insane. They couldn't miss. You know, Raheem, buddy of mine bet Orlando today. I didn't have the stones to do it. He texts me. He goes, "You betting Orlando?" I go, "No, I'm not touching." I said, "I don't want to watch this game. I am not touching this game." Had a little buyer's remorse, Raheem. I missed out.
And then I had the under. And typically with 30 seconds left, you're up 34, 39 points. You dribble out the clock. And it killed my under. So very disappointing there. Is there any of these, series that you're going forward and you say, you know what? I want to jump on them now. Or is there any games? I know you're getting a chance to really look at the lines yet.
No. That's okay. I don't mind. Sometimes your read-react is the best read-react, Raheem. You know, sometimes you get a little paralysis, but not you, but me in general. I'll get a little paralysis by analysis where if I think too much about a game, I run myself into trouble. I think Milwaukee's going to play well tomorrow in Indiana. I think Indiana, that line, I think it's too high. And you talk about the price for home court advantage. I understand that. And I know the Bucks don't play a lick of defense. So that's always a problem when you're trying to have a team cover a big number. 7 points seems a little extreme. I feel like Damian Lillard by himself could go and keep the Bucks in that game. So that was the first inclination I saw when I saw Indiana and the Bucks. I said, that line's too high. I would take Milwaukee with the points tomorrow night.
That was an interesting one because that line actually opened 4, and then the public and the sharps pushed that up to +6. So that is a really high line. Honestly, at that point, I do think it's Milwaukee or pass, but I do think there's at 4, I probably would take Indiana, but at 6, it's just like
it's a high line. Yeah, that's a high line. I'm gonna dig into this a little bit more, and I know, hey, game 3, back at home. Home whistle, like a lot of variables, right?
Yeah.
I kind of wonder if Phoenix is cooked.
So I thought that too. The home court is kind of scaring me right now.
Oh, I understand it. Listen, look at these games tonight. Enough said. I get it. I get it.
I think the key thing is Grayson Allen playing tomorrow. Because
that's what I was going to say. If he's not playing, Phoenix doesn't have the other options. And I haven't liked what I've seen from Booker in this series. Have you?
No, I have not at all.
Durant's not moving great. Minnesota, that's a hungry, tough-minded defensive team. You know, you talk about defense traveling. That defense is going to travel to Phoenix. I will tell you this, Raheem. If I bet the game, I'm on Minnesota. I will not bet Phoenix. After betting them in game 2, I will not bet the Phoenix Suns. No way. It's Minnesota or pass for me.
And I think if I were to bet Phoenix in that game, it would be in the first half. -2.5. You know, playing that desperation angle, because it just seems like the desperation angle has, I mean, obviously it's been priced in the last couple of years, but this is their last stand. And they have three veterans in Devin Booker, Kevin Durant, and Bradley Beal. And if they're going to step up, it's going to be in that first quarter, first half. And you saw it in like game two. They were leading that first half before they completely fell apart. So that would be my approach to it. But I probably won't end up playing it.
And I understand it. Listen, totally, totally understand it. We got to look at Celtics on Saturday. I feel like, don't you get the sense they're going to absolutely smash Miami?
Yeah, without a doubt. And I mean, that line opened 8 and it's now up to 9.5. I just don't see Miami making as many threes as they made the other night. It was just like they could not miss. And look, I know they made some adjustments, but like the Celtics just are just far more talented.
Oh, beyond. And Miami, like I told you guys, I think they could win another game in this series because they're tough. They're well coached. They shoot the three exceptionally well against the Celtics. I could see them having another game where they're insane. I really can, but they're not covering game 3. And when the Celtics win, they let a smackdown. They don't win. Sometimes they play with their food a little bit, but this has smackdown Celtic win, I think, written all over it.
You know, the funny thing is just like when you look at the Celtics, they're a team who, when they win with margin, like I said it the other day, when the spread was 14, they have 43 wins by 14 points or more this season. So it's just like, if you're like, you almost can't be afraid of that 9.5, because more often than not, if they're going to win, they're not going to win a close game. If it's a close game, they're probably going to lose, because we know during the Tatum and Brown era, they struggle in the clutch. So that's probably a game I'm going to find myself on. Now, let me change gears a little bit. What's going on with your Yankees? Because every time I look up, they're losing to the A's. What's going on with the offense? How do you feel about
that? They had a really crummy week. Listen, they're in a great spot. They got off to a hot start. Soto is incredible. He's absolutely incredible. He's got the best eye the Yankees have had at the plate since Wade Boggs. And anybody who watches baseball knows that. But he's so much fun to watch, Raheem, day in and day out. Judge has gotten off to a slow start. Homered yesterday. I thought maybe it would get him going. Weird series. You know, listen, they're in first place. They're right there with the Orioles. For what it's worth, I got the Yankees 90.5 over. Feel good about that. But
oh, yeah,
I grabbed the Orioles, Raheem, at +210 to win the AL East 2 weeks ago. They play this week. Baltimore and the Yankees play Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Yankee pitching's been really good, and that's without Gerrit Cole. Bullpen, they probably need another arm or two. But I attribute a lot of the offensive struggles. Cold weather in the Northeast, that is a thing, man. And I'm telling you, that is it's a problem for a lot of these Northeast teams when you're playing a lot of games in the 40s, in the 50s, chilly nights at Yankee Stadium. Listen, if you have Judge, Soto, Volpe, Rizzo, and Torres in that lineup, and Stanton, who has played pretty well for the most part this year, Yankees are going to be fine. But Raheem, you know this about the Yankees. It's not about what they do April through September. They've been in the playoffs a bunch. It's what they're going to do in October. That's what's going to define this team, bottom line.
Oh, without a doubt, without a doubt. So are you, do you have any World Series futures for the Yankees? Or, I mean, like, do you have any long shot futures on them?
So it's funny. I don't have a great number on the Yankees. I have like 11-1. I actually have better numbers on the Phillies and I have better numbers on the Orioles. But I added at the start of April a Yankee to win the World Series and a Denver Nugget to win the title parlay. So that is where my loyalties lie as far as the NBA postseason is concerned, my friend.
Okay. I like that ticket. I think that's a ticket a lot of people will want to tell. I mean, obviously, you can't get the best numbers on the Nuggets as we speak right now. They're +260 to win the title. But you can't do worse than, you know, taking the Yankees at 7-1. So I'm not mad at that at all. So this weekend, you say your best bet is probably the Boston Celtics. -8.
I like the Celtics, and I'm going to look into New Orleans. I think it's a good spot for New Orleans. They're back at home. I think they're a different team at home. Young Oklahoma City team playing on the road for the first time in a postseason. Oklahoma City's going to win that series, but I would not be surprised. We're talking about New Orleans having a moment on Saturday night. So I'm looking into New Orleans as well.
I kind of like that one. I, you know, the other night was just interesting. I felt like the The Pelicans, they kind of ran out of gas because it was just like
they put a lot of games. Holmgren hit a bunch of threes early. Weird game. Weird game. I'm with you on that. And you knew quarter and a half in, they were cooked. They were going to get blown out of the building.
And you know, it speaks to it because they put up the total in this game. The other day, the total was 212. And Oklahoma City, they scored like 125 points. And now the total went over by 4 points. And now this total has dropped to 209. So that's telling you that the Pelicans defense is going to show up in that game. So I definitely agree with you. I'm probably going to have a pick on that game on Saturday. I'm still thinking it out, but I did find that interesting.
I like it, man. We got to get the 100 hot here, dude. It's time. It's time to get hot.
I mean, I've been going back and forth. I've been juicing out, but we're going to have a 100 pick for today. Actually, my 100 pick for today is this. We're going to go with the Dallas Mavericks, -4.5. I really like this game because, I mean, we spoke earlier about how home court advantage is just huge. We also spoke about how Kawhi Leonard isn't the same guy right now. And I think they're trying to re-implement him into the lineup. And I just think it's a bad spot to do so. So I'm going to take the Dallas Mavericks -4.5 as my 100 pick today. I think they get it done. And, you know, that's my pick for today. I'm going to try to keep it short and sweet. I've been playing a lot of games lately, but that's my play.
It's got my blessing, dude. Best of luck. Tough game, but I like the side. If I were playing, I'd be on Dallas for what it's worth.
No doubt. So that's what we're riling with today. Is there anything you want to tell people before we get up out of here?
We got a lot going on, man. East Coast Bias, Raheem and I do it twice a week on the Ring of Gambling feed, New York, New York. If you want the New York side of things for what's going on in here in this first round series, you want to check that out, maybe have a couple of laughs along the way. But yeah, man, that's it. We just keep on keeping on, Raheem. That's what we do around here. And by the way, you want the best bet of the weekend? I'll give you the best bet of the weekend. Under 156 for a half marathon for your boy on Sunday. That's your bet.
You running a marathon?
Half marathon.
Okay.
Half marathon. Okay. Last year I did it in 155, but it's going to be a little warmer. I don't know what kind of shape I'm in. I'm setting the over under at 156. I'm going under, Raheem. That's the bet.
I love it. I love to hear that. You know what? I'm going to add one more 100 pick. I'm going to go with the Phoenix Suns, -2.5 in the first half. I think this is a desperation spot. If they don't get it done here, they're never getting it done. So I got 200 picks for today. Phoenix Suns, -2.5 in the first half, and Dallas Mavericks, -4.5 against the Los Angeles Clippers. Those are my plays. That's what we're riding with.
I like it. I like it.
But yeah, this has been the Roster Diamond Show. JJ, thanks for doing this. Always an honor. Also, you got a new show coming next week, so.
We got a lot cooking, man. It doesn't end, bro. It doesn't end. Thank you. Thank you, Raheem. I appreciate that.
No doubt. Y'all have a good one. Raheem Palmer, Roster Diamond Show, John Jastrzemski. We out.
Must be 21 and up and 18 and up in D.C. and present in select states. FanDuel is offering online sports wagering in Kansas under an agreement with the Kansas Star Casino, LLC. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit FanDuel.com/RG in Colorado, D.C., Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, North Carolina, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Kentucky, Tennessee, Virginia, and Vermont. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 533-42 in Arizona, 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut, 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana, 1-800-522-4700 or visit ksgamblinghelp.com in Kansas, 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana, visit mdgamblinghelp.org in Maryland, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia, or call 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming. Hope is here. Visit gamblinghelplinema.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support in Massachusetts, or call 1-877-8-HOPE-NEW-YORK or text HOPE-NEW-YORK in New York.